Ted Kennedy's failed presidential campaign, the Texas and Utah delegations.
Right.
And I was 24 years old, and I'd busted my ass from Iowa all the way to the convention. And that guy got up at that convention, Kennedy did, and said, you know, for all those whose cause was our concern, the work goes on, the cause endures, the hope still lives, and the dream shall never die. And I sat there all tearing up, and, you know, he was talking to the whole country, and all I heard was, don't give up, right? And I'm sitting there, it was really weird, because last night, the guy who had, like, inspired me to hang in this thing for 23, 24 years, is speaking. The guy who delivered that speech and said, and, like, made me go, like, yeah, was speaking last night, the same night Howard Dean was. And all of a sudden, I'm thinking about you guys, because you're the, just like me, you know, it's like all come full circle. Yeah, you guys, you know, all of you, the Zach Rosens and the, that are out there, that the Dean campaign, I hope, had the same effect as Kennedy did on me. Yes. And to have them both speaking on the same night, you know, both sort of like, almost like bookends of my, my campaign experience up to now. It's just like, I was just sitting there going like, man, this is like, both sad and beautiful, and like, you know, it's just it really had a big effect on me yesterday. I was like, this morning I was barely holding up, you know. I mean, it's just because it was something, I don't know, cathartic about the whole thing. But it really, thinking about all you guys out there, all you folks, all you kids, you know, everybody's that. I mean, it's just an amazing group of people. And you know, I really think like 20 years from now, some of you guys are going to be members of Congress. One of you is going to be a president, and somebody like you guys. Going to create a huge movement, or Zach's going to come up with some amazing thing. No, I mean, this really changes everything. And when you look at it that way, it all started back in 1980, you know, on the floor of the Madison Square Garden. I mean, if you know, it's sort of like, it's really an amazing thing.
Joe, can I just ask,
sure.
Joe Trippi, what happened to the transformation that you embodied, the internet democracy, do you think? I mean, where are we in that curve?
I really think we're like the net in terms of its powers akin to television in 1952, 1956. That 1960 maybe even, the Kennedy-Nixon debate, where everybody who listens on the radio believes Nixon won, and anybody who watched television, the debate on television, thought Kennedy won. Maybe there were more parity then. I mean, radio had been the FDR fireside chats. I mean, radio had been king for so long that somewhere between 52 and 60, TV went from a novelty to actually taking over. And I think the Dean campaign really was that first instance when the internet flexed his muscle. But we, you know, and the only thing I know is it took 8 years from 52 to 60 to get to that moment on television. The net's evolving, the tools are not evolving so much. Guys like Zach Rosen are out there building amazing things that it's not going to take 8 years to get to real change.
But we spoke about this last, I guess, October, when it looked as if that theory, concentric circles organization that you'd practiced before, had discovered steroids and was going to roll over everything in 2004. I mean, how big was the setback? When's the recovery?
I don't really think there was much of a setback. I mean, you look at John Kerry, 1.6 million people signed up over the internet, an average donation of $108. Sitting here with $182 million against George Bush's $214 million. I mean, it's the 631 pioneers and rangers and 1.6 million average Americans. I think it's the revolution's in full swing. I actually think that Kerry could have ignited the whole thing. I really do. I believe all he had to do is go to the convention floor, accept the nomination, and when he accepted it, I think this one moment would have created the sea change. I think if he had gone out and said, I'm going to do something that should have been done a long, long time ago. I'm going to place the future of my candidacy in the hands of the American people. I will not accept taxpayer money. I will not accept public funding. I will not accept a check over $250. And tomorrow, instead of accepting a check from the federal government for $75 million, I'll start with zero. And you and the American people, for the first time, have a chance not to just change presidents, but to change our democracy and strengthen it. And that means you have to get involved. You have to change the system, and you can do that by going to the net right now. And if he did that in that speech, I believe a couple of million Americans would have gone to the net, and you would have the crescendo of that moment. It would have been the tipping point of creating the change. Hey, sorry.
We don't expect him to do it, do we?
No. No, but that moment, if you can imagine in your mind's eye that moment tomorrow at the convention, or, you know, sometime at the national convention, and you can see, I mean, I think you can see that what that moment would do, then it doesn't take a whole lot to realize that moment's coming, whether it's 2 years from now or 4 years from now, it's coming. And I also think there's so many people, like, out there who aren't going to wait for the white knight in shining armor on a big horse riding into Washington or to change things. I mean, people are developing the tools, the technology, the communities, the social networking tools that will create it, that will make it happen, even if there would come a time soon where you don't need the guy to spark it. And the one thing this is what the main thing that keeps these two parties in power. And the reason everybody keeps going, Joe, he only talks about the money. No, I understand the power of the net to do a lot more than the money in the social networking and getting out in the community, meetup.com. Trust me, I understand that. But you have to think of it this way. The one thing that's always prevented another party or something else taking off is the money. In other words, we are now sitting in a situation where the Democrats have $182 million. The Republicans have $200 million. A third guy, and I'm not talking about Nader, a third guy always has 20 grand or 100 grand or maybe a couple million against 200 million and 182 million. Well, we just watched 1.6 million Americans pony up $182 million for John Kerry. If these two parties remain clueless, I mean, if they really don't change and get back to the people on the ground, it is inevitable that 2 million or 3 million Americans are going to create a $200 million candidacy of a third way. It will crash one of those. It'll be Napster to the recording industry. I really believe this, that's what you're going to see, at least in terms of politics. I believe that there'll be other manifestations in terms of corporate accountability and corporate governance, but I believe that if the parties don't get the message of this year, don't get the message of what's happening, you will see a third way created by the people, because they now have a way to pull their resources and create that change. I believe that.
Joe, we'll compare notes on it again. You're always the most interesting guy. Thank you, and thanks for gabbing about it.
Thank you.
I can't wait for the book.
Thank you. It's out there.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, it's out there. It's on Amazon.com. It's in the
bookstores. Wow.
Olson Books released their Washington numbers today. It's the number one book selling in Washington Olson stores.
So, we'll talk about it again, and I'll read it soon.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Franz.
How you doing?
If you can mention The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, you know, the book's titled The Revolution Will Not Be Televised.
Joe Trippi has just published The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. It will be on the internet, though, right?
Yep, it's on Amazon.com and it's in bookstores everywhere.
Bless you, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you.
2004.